Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jeremy C. Miller's. Sophie, I'm really curious. When you hear investing rules from the 1950s, do you think it's still relevant, or is it all outdated?
Oh, it's absolutely still relevant. Maybe more now than ever. The book is built on letters Buffett wrote to his early partnership investors between 1956 and 1970, and it's not about stock tips. It's about how to think clearly when everyone around you is panicking or getting greedy.
Yeah, and what struck me first was how upfront he was with his partners. He basically said, "I'm not promising you riches. I'm promising you a philosophy." Can you imagine a fund manager saying that today?
Right, and that was his first ground rule, set honest expectations. He told them to judge him over a rolling 3-year period, not 1 year. Because in the short run, the market is a voting machine driven by emotion, but over 3 years, it becomes a weighing machine for true value.
That time horizon is everything. He knew the biggest threat wasn't a bad market. It was a panic partner pulling their money out at the worst moment. So he educated them in advance.
Exactly. He was as much a teacher as an investor. And that brings us to the second big idea, separating price from value. Buffett was a student of Benjamin Graham, who said the market is a manic depressive cousin. Sometimes it offers to sell you a great business for way less than it's worth.
And other times it offers to buy it from you for way more. So your job is to exploit that, not be a victim of it. He famously said, "Be greedy when others are fearful and fearful when others are greedy," which is easy to quote, but incredibly hard to do.
Hard because it requires ignoring the crowd. The book breaks down the specific strategies he used. He had 3 buckets for investments.
Let's hear them.
First, the generals, just undervalued stocks trading below their intrinsic worth. He'd buy a basket of them, diversify, and wait. Second, workouts. Arbitrage plays on mergers or liquidations, which had low correlation to the market.
And the third bucket was control situations, where he bought enough of a company to influence management or take it over. That's where he really learned what makes a business good or bad.
And that's where his thinking evolved. In the early years, he was a pure Grahamian, buying anything cheap, even mediocre businesses. But after experiences with companies like Dempster Mill, he realized a great business at a fair price beats a bad business at a bargain price.
That shift is huge. It's like he learned to focus on quality and moats, durable competitive advantages. And the book shows how that insight came directly from his own mistakes and successes.
Another thing that blew me away was his obsession with compounding. He knew that avoiding big losses is the secret. If you lose 50%, you need a 100% gain to get back to even. So his rules were designed to prevent catastrophe.
Which meant he was willing to underperform in a bull market if it meant protecting on the downside. That's discipline.
And it forced him to be brutally honest in his letters. He admitted his mistakes openly. That candor built trust, so when the market dropped in 1962 and 1966, his partners didn't panic. They saw it as an opportunity.
But toward the end of the 1960s, the market got super speculative, the go-go years. Buffett couldn't find good deals anymore. So what did he do?
He dissolved the partnerships in 1969. He literally told his partners, "I can't find anything attractive, so I'm giving your money back." That's the ultimate ground rule, know when to stop.
It's almost unimaginable today. He walked away from management fees because he couldn't follow his principles anymore. That's integrity.
The book isn't just for investors. It's about rational decision-making in any field. Think long-term, ignore the crowd, be honest, and have the courage to act on your convictions.
For me, the one thing I'm taking away is that the most important ground rule is the one you set with yourself. If you don't define your principles clearly, the market will make your decisions for you.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Well said. So what's the one line you'd leave us with?
Know your circle of competence, define your rules, and never, ever break them. We'll see you in the next one.